Blog Talk Radio. Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. Jose Figueroa got on a budget and paid off $50,000 in 29 months. That was my guess yesterday. That's the question, though. How do you get on a budget and stick with it? Sounds like it should be simple. But if you struggle in this area, know that you're not alone. One study found that 60% of Americans say they would like to get on a budget, but don't actually do it. Budgeting may not come naturally. It's true. It's a learned skill, and until you learn it, it's normal to be a little rocky in this area. I found that the trick was to figure out a system that works for you. If what you're doing isn't working, keep looking. While dumping debt, we used an Excel spreadsheet, but it wasn't until I did one trick, which was print it out and post it on the fridge, that we stumbled across the system that works for us. Why? Because it was something we saw constantly. Therefore, our budget, our debt snowball, and our small but growing net worth was constantly on our minds. It fit on one page, and I printed it out monthly. I still stand by that method now. It's basic, but it works. However, tech tools have advanced to the point that I'm actually finally jumping on board. I'm loving the budgeting and tracking app since we all have our phones now and we're using those constantly. They're always with us. Voila! Mint has been around forever. It's a great tool. It's well developed. It has wonderful online mobile tools, but I'm still not a fan because I'm just not in favor of syncing my bank account with like random third-party tools. And yes, Mint is still just random to me. I recently discovered that many banks may not honor, or I should say may hold you accountable if your account is compromised because of your access to these third-party tools. So relax. To date, there's been no reports of any malicious activities with Mint. That's just kind of my ongoing uneasiness. Also, I really don't like the fact that they're constantly pushing credit card offers in Mint. That's how they make their money. So for those two reasons, I'm just really not a fan. But a lot of people are doing it. A lot of people use it and find it helpful. So if it works for you, stick with it. But I do like Good Budget. GoodBudget.com, they have a fully free version. And I love fully free versions. The limitation is that you only have one account and that you can only sync your sync so many devices, I think up to five or something like that, with the fully free version. But if you're working on a household budget, one account is totally fine. I like that you can sync it with multiple devices, so you can be working on it from your laptop, you can have your tablets out, your phone, if you're part of working as a couple, both of you can work off one account. It doesn't sync up to your bank account, so if you like the convenience of being able to pull information in from like multiple accounts, this tool is not for you. But they will allow interaction with manual import, so you can definitely do that. As a budgeting tool goes, I love that it mimics old school envelopes. The sliders are up to date with each transaction that you entered. So you can see at a glance how much you have left in specific categories like lunch, groceries, or entertainment. You can set your envelopes to refill weekly, monthly, or biweekly according to your pay schedule, and that's pretty cool too. I don't love that to see kind of a running account balance, I have to click through a couple of reports, and I might be just nitpicking here, but I'm actually going to go ahead and upgrade to the $65 annual fee so that I can use multiple accounts. As I work through our plan to buy a house for cash, new construction, 6/2021, I want to separate out those specific goals because I'm using the separate accounts for each savings goal. It will be nice to just have that distinction. One more nerdy point that I think Good Budget is really good for is it's a great way to reconcile your accounts, especially if you're going to be doing the manual imports. Who does reconciliations anymore? But I think that we should. I'll talk about how to use it for a quick tracking exercise tomorrow. So, Team Debt Free, until we talk again, have a great money week.